Today's case is about consideration in contracts. And before we jump into the case, I want to review the basic rules of consideration. So for a contract to be legally enforced by the courts, it has to be supported by consideration. And consideration is basically the stuff that we give up or promise to do in a contract in order to get the other person to give us something or to do something for us. Valid consideration, it can be physical stuff like cash or property. An example of that would be me offering to sell you my iPhone and you giving me $500. Valid consideration can also be a service. An example of that would be me promising to paint your house. Valid consideration can also be refraining from doing something we otherwise have a legal right to do. For example, I could offer to not sell my upcoming album to a competing record label. Also, there needs to be consideration on both sides of the agreement. If only one side is giving something, then that's just going to be a gift, and courts do not enforce promised gifts. Last of all, consideration must be the thing that induces the other party to give their consideration. For example, if you're to give me your iPhone, regardless of whether or not I paid you $500, then that iPhone will not count as consideration. Okay, let's jump into our case. Today's case is Palmer v. Den, and it took place in the Tennessee Court of Appeals in 1947. And the purpose of this case is to find out whether a contract can ever be implied from just a promise. So let's jump into the facts. First we have Den, and he's a bus mechanic. And then on the other side we have Palmer, and he's just a guy who has a broken bus. So one day, Den traveled down to Palmer's place to fix Palmer's bus. And then when Den showed up, he looked in there, figured things out, and he found out what the problem was. And so he had Palmer come over, and he was showing Palmer what the problem was and how to fix it. And as he was doing that, Den's hands were like kind of deep into the motor, showing Palmer all this stuff. And then at that moment, Palmer's driver, for some reason, decided to turn on the bus. And when he did this, it ended up chopping off two of Den's fingers. So it's a pretty gruesome situation. Den's lost two fingers, and Palmer immediately drives Den to the hospital. And on the way, Palmer makes a promise to Den. He says, quote, "I am awful sorry this happened, but don't worry a minute. I will see you are compensated for the loss of your finger, take care of your expenses for the loss of your finger, and all," end quote. So that's a promise that Palmer makes to Den. Now, of course, when the hospital bill comes and everything, Palmer, or perhaps his employer, doesn't want to actually pay up to Den for the hospital bill. And so Den sues Palmer and says that, hey, we had a contract, we had a deal that you were going to compensate me for the loss of my finger. So the core issue of this case is whether that promise that Palmer made to Den on their way to the hospital, does that count as a legally binding contract? Specifically, is there consideration? You know, Palmer obviously makes consideration on his end by offering to compensate Den for the loss of his finger, but what is Den promising back in return? Now, obviously nothing was said, but is there anything perhaps beneath the surface that Den is promising to Palmer? So let's again pretend you're the judge and you have to make a ruling on whether there's a contract here. If you're in our Pod Talk group, go ahead and leave a comment and tell me what your ruling is. Okay, let's see how the judge ruled here. Now, some of you are going to be surprised by this, but it turns out that the judge ruled that this was indeed a contract. And chances are you're probably wondering, what was Den offering on his side, the bus mechanic? What did he promise to Palmer? And here's what it basically came down to. He said that the benefit given from Den was that if Palmer compensated Den for his losses, then Den would not sue Palmer for chopping off his fingers. Now, of course, none of that was said. The judge is basically arguing that those are just sort of understood or sort of implied. What do you feel about that? Does that seem a little bit iffy to you, especially considering how in contracts we like to have things more explicit? We don't want to read between the lines too much. Does that make you feel a little bit uneasy? Well, if it does, you actually have another judge on your side, because there was a judge in this case who dissented, and he said that this is crazy. There was no promise made by Dan, the bus mechanic. No, he never made a promise that he would not sue in court. And in fact, if you go and read this case, you'll see that Den did sue Palmer for chopping his fingers. He sued, it was a tort suit, or he sued for negligence. So even if you do want to try and make the argument that Den was saying, I won't sue you if you promise to take care of my hospital bills, then why is Den suing in suing in court right now? So the reason I bring up this case is for a couple reasons. One is just to see how, this is sort of my opinion, but sort of see how judges can get it wrong sometimes. To me, it seems like the judge is really stretching here to say that there was consideration coming from the bus mechanic, that there's this implied agreement going on. And two, you can see how judges disagree with each other, and that this happens all the time. And as we've seen in some of these recent cases, there's always this this tension going on where a judge can kind of read terms into the contract that aren't there. He can sort of say that there's implied things that were explicitly written out that I'm going to say were actually there. And some judges are going to be more or less aggressive about that. Some people think that judges should be really aggressive and say and should fill in spots in the contract more aggressively, while other people think that judges should kind of stay out of it and make sure that whatever terms are going to be agreed to, that they're explicitly laid out. So, in this case is another example of that tension. So, that's it for this case. Thank you for joining me. I'll talk to you next time.